is Disney at spring break worth it? Let's discuss. Welcome to Princess and Scoundrel, where we take you along our scrappily ever after, from Fantasyland to Tatooine and everything in between. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steven.
And we recently took a trip to Disney at one of the busiest times of the year, which goes completely against like our kind of Disney MO, if you will.
And this is probably one of the busiest.
Right. You've got spring break. You've got all of summer break is busy. Kids are out. Thanksgiving, Christmas. But our kids are getting older and we're getting restricted by the school calendar. Yes. So we had spring break. We had an opportunity. We were like, you know what? How bad could it be?
It definitely was not a pre-planned, we're going to go during spring break. We just kind of didn't have anything planned. And because we can't really think of other places to go, we decided, why not go to Disney?
Why not? And we went into this trip knowing there's going to be a ton of people there. Lines are going to be long. We tried to figure out ways to still make the most of the trip and not wait all of our days in lines.
I think the biggest advantage that we had going in was that we basically set our expectations very, very low.
Yeah.
We were telling ourselves, like, after we booked it, we are not going to be riding rides. So let's think of other things to do to enjoy our time there.
Right. And so that's what we want to talk about specifically for this. Now, we were there for a full week. So we did a ton of things. We had probably the best trip I think we've ever had at Disney.
It really was. And that's why we were kind of like afterwards talking about it was it the things we did or was it the pacing that we took? You know, we're trying to like dissect every part of it. And so we're just going to have you, you know, be a part of it.
But for this episode specifically, we want to talk about ways to not spend your days waiting in line. Tips for riding rides even, and then some just other things to do. So first, let's talk about other things we can do in the Disney parks that aren't necessarily rides. And I think it's a big shift because when you're shelling out the money for a Disney vacation or just going to any kind of theme park, instantly your mind goes to rides. We need to do rides.
Yeah.
Maybe fireworks, but rides. And there's so many other things to do in the parks that aren't rides and that are just as fun as rides.
Yep.
So first up, we mentioned the fireworks, but there's also parades. There's now cavalcades, like little mini parades that just kind of scoot on through and you don't even really have to wait in line for a parade. Some people will camp out maybe, 30, 45 minutes before a parade to get like on the curb. But you don't really have to do that. If you don't want to wait for it, you just kind of pop in like 5 minutes before. You might be two or three people back from it, but you still get to see everything.
And one of the things that I like about the cavalcades, it has all the characters, or it has so many characters like in, one sitting, basically.
Right.
If you want to see Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Don, like they're all there. And you're not having to wait for a meet and greet. Because for us, we sometimes get to interact with them, but most of the time it's our kids interacting with them. Right. So at least this way, I'm taller than the kids and I'm waving, waving at Aurora and all the different princesses, and they're waving back to me. So,
or you feel like they're waving to you. They might be waving to our kids.
No, they're waving to me. So.
Just a little light. Yeah. But cavalcades are fantastic. They're easy.
Yeah.
Super easy. The other thing is shows. There's so many shows in any of the parks that you go to. One of the ones we caught this time that we hadn't caught in a long time was the Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular. I think that's the full name of it. It's fantastic.
It's a good show.
It's a good show. It's a long show. But especially if you're going at like a spring break or a summer, they're nice ways to get off of your feet.
Yeah.
It's covered. It's shaded.
Yeah.
But there's typically no wait for those. And we like to sneak in like 5 minutes before it starts.
I think if you're trying to sit like front and center, you're probably going to be waiting.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, we kind of wait till the end. you know, we find our little spot and, you know, typically have the pop, you know, have popcorn. We're watching the show and just having like a nice time, you know, relax. That's that moment to sit down. But there's a bunch of those, especially like Hollywood Studios. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking offhand, because we also went to the Frozen sing-along.
Right.
And that's like a cute one. Our daughter loves that. You know, watching the snow fall down. But yeah, they have the rest of those dance parties over there in the Launch Bay ghost town
courtyard. So they've got those. You've got like Festival of the Lion King and the Finding Nemo show over in Animal Kingdom. We still haven't seen PhilharMagic at Magic Kingdom, but there's a ton there. You've got like Hall of Presidents, Carousel of Progress. Tons to do.
These are kind of like the dad nap time, I feel like. Like if you're going to take a nap, these are the ones that you could doze. Like you've seen it once or twice. You're like, oh, okay, I could doze off.
Funny story that you mentioned that at one point you and I broke off from each other and I was with our daughter and she wanted to watch the Mickey shorts. So the Vacation Fun shorts at Hollywood Studios. And it's a super cute short about like the new Mickey Mouse shorts. And it's adorable. Anyway, the first time we watched it, you took a nice hard nap.
It was hot outside. These are nice, comfortable seats. The lighting's dark. There's air.
But
so conditions were perfect.
Perfect. But I took her this time. It was just the two of us. And I don't know if it was because I remember like how good you napped, but it made me tired sitting in there watching it. And so I was like watching it, but then I would kind of be like, oh my. So yes, great places.
Don't fight the nap. Just let it take you. Yeah.
One of the other things, though, that we do this every single trip is scavenger hunts.
Yeah.
And this is my favorite way to see Epcot in particular. And that's where they typically will do the scavenger hunts is it's typically around the World Showcase. And so you buy like a literal map with some stickers on it. And depending on what season it is, what festival's going on, they'll have different ones going. But you basically work your way around the World Showcase and sometimes into the front of Epcot. And you have to look for something in particular. Could be an Easter egg, could be Figment in a work of art. What were some of the other things we were looking at this time?
There was plants or flowers and stuff.
Oh, that's right, for Flower and Garden. But the kids get to run around and like look for these things. But for parents, if you want to do the festivals, you get to go around and like eat and drink around the world while the other parent goes off and goes with the kids to go find whatever it is on the scavenger hunt.
Well, I think that was kind of the reason why we started it, because our kids were, you know, kind of gave them like a purpose at Epcot, because there's not a lot of kid things to do. And there is the Kidcot.
Yeah.
So there's like little projects, but it was more here, like you could go look for this. And so our son just loved like running around, like, come on, dad, let's go look for this. Looking for Remy or looking for, again, the paintings. And it gave him like a sense of purpose. And then we're able to just kind of tag along, getting drinks here, getting, you know, food here and like helping him find these, you know, these figures or paintings or whatever. So it's became like a moment to be able to bond with him and enjoy that time. And we still do our own little things.
Right. And it helps you to explore Epcot too, because they have you going in like the gift shops and doing all of this stuff. But the nice thing that I really love about the scavenger hunt is that it takes you, because you got to work your way around the park. So it takes a couple hours to get it done. And that's if you're really focused. Like there's been times where we're just like, we got a hoof. We got three more we got to get. And then we want to get back to the hotel before fireworks start. Right. Like we want to go be back and rested before the masses.
Well, I think that's where us stopping for drinks and stopping for snacks really slows down the process.
Expands the timeline.
So I think if you were just like straight, you know, doing the scavenger hunts, you'd probably knock it out a lot quicker. But, you know, you got to stop and take a break every once in a while.
I think it's built that way though, right? But the nice thing about it is because it takes so long, the kids aren't worried about riding rides.
Yep.
And so we hardly ride rides when we're in Epcot just because of the fact that we have a mission. We mm-hmm. have something to do. And doing that makes our Epcot days so much easier.
Yeah. And then also, by happenstance, we've been making a trip to the playground a lot because of the last couple of times we've gone, we've ridden Cosmic Rewind. Our daughter's not tall enough, so we do the rider swap.
Yep.
And she almost knows as soon as we get to that area, she wants to go to the playground. So she has like her moment and, you know, again, it's a nice place to sit. So, you know, when you guys go, you ride the ride and I get to sit and she gets to play in the playground. It's, you know, a nice little time.
And I think they do have, they have playgrounds in some of the parks, like Animal Kingdom has.
The Boneyard.
The Boneyard, that's what it's called. And that one's massive.
Yeah.
It's a huge playground. The one in Epcot's like nice and little. It's more for like toddlers.
Yeah, that one looks more, it's like a normal playground park.
Those are really great ways to kill time too, especially if you do have to do rider swap like we do. It's like, okay, here's, go run around and safely like burn off your energy instead of, our kids like to run around, but there were so many people in the parks this last time that would be like, okay, you can run, but don't run too far.
Yeah.
Don't bump into other people. So this is a nice, safe way to burn off that energy.
Yeah.
Let's move now into things to do outside of the parks. Because if you are going for a long trip, maybe you're going for spring break and you don't buy park tickets for all of the days that you're there, there's plenty to do on Disney property that doesn't require a park ticket.
Yeah, and I think this is where it's kind of one of those things you might look at a different resort, because typically we would stay at, you know, Pop or the, you know, the very, what are they called? The value resorts.
Yeah.
Because we tend to be at the park most of the day and we're like, we're not going to spend any time at the resorts. That's not, but I think times that you're not going to be focused on the park and doing things at the park, maybe that's when you take the chance and start looking at what the resort has to offer.
Right. Yeah. So, you're probably going to want to, if you're going to do pool days, you're going to want to bump up to at least a moderate resort, because that's when you start getting water slides. You start getting better themed pools. If you're looking for just like a pool.
Doesn't mean that they're not going to be full of people as well, but at least you have other options than in the parks when it's crowded.
Right. So pool, great option. We don't really do the pool too much. I think we've done it like once or twice.
Yeah.
But it is that. But every resort has activities planned as well. And they're timed activities, but typically most of them will have movies on the lawn. And so they bring out this big like blow up projector and you can sit out there and watch a movie. And I think they typically have like a bar cart too. So you can just go like, the parents go get drinks and then the kids watch a movie. But then each of them will also have things that are specific to that resort. So at Pop Century, you can like tie dye a t-shirt. And I think when we stayed at Coronado Springs, we painted little like spirit animals, little alebrijes. And they're like, they're extra cost, those types of activities. But there's really fun stuff to do that you don't need to, like, they're typically in the evenings.
Yeah.
So
you just like. Well, and again, I think thinking about the children, that's where the focus is, right? Sometimes the kids are tired and they're not going to be able to make it to fireworks. And again, we've already set those expectations that we may not do these things. So we're not, you know, saying, oh, I need to do it. You know, that's not the focus. You're like, okay, we're going to have just a good time. So sometimes they get tired and we have like other options and we're at the resort. If they want to go, they want to go eat, they want to go do, you know, paint these alebrijes or
play
ping pong.
You know, that our son loves.
Yeah, he loves playing the ping pong. I mean, not the ping pong table, but again, it's just like other things to do that they're still enjoying themselves. And because we hadn't put that pressure on us, like we were still enjoying our time.
Right. So resorts have tons of stuff to do and you don't have to stay for the pools. Yes, you do need to stay at your resort. But for these other activities, if you just happen to go visit these other hotels, you can go watch movies on other lawns. Like we happened upon.
And these are Disney movies,
just like, but they're old,
they're older movies, but they're just like the classics, right? You could just sit down, you know, they have some chairs, some on the grass or whatever, and it's just like a relaxing time. Yeah,
but like we went to the Polynesian for dinner one night and our table wasn't ready yet and they had the projector out there. But what's that dance game?
Just Dance.
That, yeah, imagine that. And they had cast members up there doing the dances, and then they had little kids like following along. There's cool stuff to do all over the resorts.
Yeah, yeah.
So definitely utilize that, because it's something, if you're spending all day in the parks, you'd have no idea.
Yeah.
No idea. But if you want to get away from the resorts, Disney Springs. It's amazing. Disney Springs. Now it can be super crowded.
I think that would be a recommendation, like during a weekday.
Yes.
And be very selective on that, because that's open to the public. And that I think tends to be the hangout of locals, kind of like the nightlife.
Yep.
So if you're going on a Friday night, Saturday night, it's going to be busy on top of the, travelers.
Right.
And especially like if it's, holiday weekend or holiday week.
Right. But there's tons of stuff to do at Disney Springs. So it's mostly food and shopping. It's kind of like a huge Disney themed outdoor mall, but there's like a specific Star Wars store there called the Trading Post, and they sell legacy lightsabers there now.
Yeah.
They sell a ton of merch there. So if you're not getting into the parks to Hollywood Studios, that's an option.
Yeah.
World of Disney, which is just the big gift shop.
Yeah, that's kind of like the big gift shop of, I think, Disney, because it's going to have stuff from each of the parks all in that one place.
Yeah, but that's also where all the people are going to be. So we experienced that. We only went to Disney Springs once on this last trip, and we walked into World of Disney, and I was like, we have to get out of here. We didn't find the thing we were looking for. Like, let's just keep going.
Yeah. But the one thing that we've been doing and we've been making stops at is the chicken guy.
We're going to bring the guy into this? Yeah,
because again, we've learned that we love just some fried chicken on vacation.
We love it.
And it's so good. It's just like a nice, it's like a level up of a chicken tender. He does, like, they do sauces, do chicken sandwiches.
But it's literally just chicken tenders, yeah. But you can get it on a sandwich. But here's the thing. It's a slow build, because the first time we went, I think I didn't eat that much. Like, I wasn't that hungry. And so I had a couple, and you were like, this is amazing. And I was like, it's all right. And then the second time we went, I was like, oh man, this is pretty good. And then this last time we went, I was like, yeah, I'm hooked now. Like, I found my sauces that I like. I'm all in.
Well, especially at Disney Springs, this is kind of like a quick service, I feel like.
It is, yeah.
Because there's a lot of restaurants there that are
like table down, service, yeah. Reservation so based.
It's one of those that, hey, we don't have to like plan to go there. We could just show up. And even if it was like a bit of a line, you're going to get through it.
Right. That's another one. And you don't have, like you said, you don't have to have reservations for Chicken Guy. If you want to make reservations for the other Disney resorts or Disney Springs restaurants, absolutely you can do that. But we're very much just like, go as the wind blows. How do we feel in the moment? So that's typically when we're in Disney Springs, you find us at Chicken Guy, World of Disney, the Star Wars Trading Post. Those are the three we hit every single time. There's one more. We can't personally recommend this because we've never done either of these things at Disney. But if you do book a package, like a room and ticket package, you do get free admission to, there's two mini golf or putt-putt courses at Disney World. So like I said, we've never done it. We can't recommend it. But like, who doesn't love mini golf?
Yeah.
So why not? And then the other thing is there are two water parks, like two huge full-blown water parks. We're just not water park people. But those typically tend to be way less crowded than the four big theme parks.
Yeah. And actually this time around, it was pretty chilly throughout the day. It wasn't, I think it was like very good Spirit Jersey weather.
Glorious Spirit Jersey weather.
So I think that was one of the things too. So if it's, like this, you probably would have had, the whole water park to yourself because it was chillier.
But it was like in the 50s.
Yeah. Well, but I'm just, if it was open, people are going to be there.
That's true. I mean, one of them is called Blizzard Beach, so.
Perfect sense.
So those are things to do outside of the parks. But what if you're going to Disney and you really do want to ride rides? There has to be hacks or pro tips to actually reduce wait times.
I think this is where we fell. We were not intending to ride any rides. We were telling ourselves we are not going to ride any rides. We're going to do everything else. We're going to go eat. We're going to try new stuff. We're going to do all the other things and not ride any rides in, with that intention.
And what happened? What happened?
Genie Plus.
But here's the thing. I still cannot just like blanket approve Genie Plus or like recommend Genie Plus to people because we bought it. Typically, if we go on a trip, we'll buy it one of the days. And I like to buy it on the days that we started Animal or at Magic Kingdom because there's the most attractions there. So you show up and you just start like boom, 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 boom. You run through them. You can get a lot of rides done. Well, we did that on our Magic Kingdom day on one day. We didn't ride anything, I felt like.
Well, I mean, again, we were riding the...
We ride like Buzz Lightyear. Yeah.
So we were riding the things that the kids wanted to ride. I think that's the thing is like, you're not, if you have an expectation that I'm going to ride, you know, Mine Train, if I'm going to ride Jungle Cruise, like I'm going to ride all these rides, you're going to get let down.
Right.
And I think we used it and it didn't feel like we got our bang for a buck, especially because that's the time that they raised the prices.
And I think that's the big thing is when we bought it the first, because we used it 2 days, the first day we used it, it was more expensive and it was the rides that we typically ride, the ones that don't usually have that long of a wait time, were not available. There were just too many people there and I think too many people using Genie Plus. And so...
Because it was sold out some of those days, right?
Did it? I don't know if it did sell out.
Well, I think it sold out a couple of days before us, like the, you know, in consecutive days, but then... The days that we got it, it wasn't sold out, but there was still a lot of people.
It must have been close to it, though, because it was not on our side that day. But then, towards the end of our trip, we started at Animal Kingdom, and we're like, you know what? It's our last full day. We're just going to buy it. It was a little bit cheaper. And maybe because it was cheaper, I feel like we got more value out of it. But we rode so many rides with Genie Plus that day.
Yeah, we definitely paid for it, because we also did... the individual.
We did.
So I think that was like one of those things that we made that because it was our last day. We're just like throwing all our chips in.
Yep. And empty the pockets.
Yeah.
This is whatever we brought to spend here. Take it.
And, but yeah, we were that day. I felt like we did a full like hack of the day.
Right. It was the best Disney day we've had in a long time. So yeah, let's dissect it because Genie Plus is kind of like a, seriously, you're going to tell me to reduce my wait time by paying to go in the fast lane? Yes, but with caution. Other things that you can do that will absolutely reduce your wait times, and this is what we did on our perfect Disney day, if you will, is rope drop.
Yes.
It'd been a long time since we had rope dropped. I think since like virtual queue Rise of the Resistance, you had to be in the parks.
Yeah.
Like we don't get up that early.
And I mean, again, that's if you're able to do it, you know, like how great it is, but you know, sometimes you just can't, you know, get up that early.
You're on vacation. Yeah. But man, we did it and it was
glorious because and I think the thing was our trick was we got Flight of Passage.
We bought Flight of Passage.
Yeah, we bought it. So while everybody's going to Pandora, we went to Everest.
Yeah.
And there was nobody. We were almost like, is it even open? Because there was no one over there.
Yeah, I took a video walking into Asia and then taking the right over to Everest. And there was literally nobody in front of us. And I was like, are we going to a part of the park that's closed? Because like we don't rope drop, so I don't know what parts are open, what's not. I was like, oh no. And then finally in the distance, we saw like one other family. Yeah. We're like, okay, we're okay.
Me and my son, we get on first and we have to rider swap.
Right.
We
didn't even rider swap. We were like,
well, yeah,
there's nobody here. Yeah. We don't need to.
Yeah, we didn't do the actual scan, but you have to stay out with our daughter.
Right.
We were the second train or second cart to go through. Like we just missed the first one because they put like four people on there. And then I think on our train, there was like four people. We get off, you immediately get on. I think we could have ridden that ride probably five times and still not had any line. Because there was nobody coming over that way yet.
Easily, because then...
And we're doing a lot of switching because, you know, you're going in now and I'm staying with our daughter. Right. But if we could have just like.
We got three rides on Everest that morning because our son wanted to go do it a third time. And we're like, we started seeing more people starting to come over to the area. We're like, okay, we'll do one more. We'll get through it and we'll go move on. I think within 20 minutes we rode that ride, maybe 15 minutes we rode that ride three times.
And then while you were doing that, we went over to Dinoland, get all, you know, the Triceratops.
Because there's such a wait for them. I have another video where it's like, there was literally nobody there. Yeah. We were the only people.
They were telling us like, if you want to stay on, you know, just stay on.
There's nobody else. We got to keep running it. But we did that one. And then I think that's when we worked our way over to Pandora.
Yeah, I think that was the time of our lightning lane.
But even by the time we got to, because our lightning lane was at like 8 o'clock in the morning or something, like super early. Yeah. And we had picked up the safari too. So we didn't need to rope drop safari. We made the most of it, right? We were going to do the Navi River journey, but we're like 25 minutes. No, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we were like just rolling through it. And one of the things too, like we talked about it with like the other rides, but it's going to be so funny when our son or like when our daughter's tall enough and he's not going to be able to ride her swap and he's going to have to like, you know, only be able to ride it once.
Oh,
because he's able to like double up on every single ride because he's riding both of us. So right now he needs to be thanking his sister immensely.
Big time. Buying Mickey bars, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, I mean, almost after every ride, he's asking us for a Mickey bar.
Every single time, man.
But he's happy. I think that's the thing too, is like, you know, a couple of hours go by and he's like, Dad, can we get a Mickey bar? Why not?
Betcha.
Why not?
On vacation.
So.
And between the Mickey bars and all the popcorn buckets we went through, man, we were snacked up. But so yeah, we were able to crush Animal Kingdom. I think we got done with the big rides. And that was our focus that morning, was like, let's get the big rides done. We'd already been there before and done other stuff. We were done by 11, 1130. And I think we got to the park at 7:30 that morning. It was easy. And so then we went to Disney Springs. That's when we went and hit up our three stops there, went back to the resort, took a break, and then went to Magic Kingdom. And we still had Genie Plus.
Yeah.
And then
we were able to get the, because it was that two hour lag time. Mm-hmm. So you were able to get another.
We stacked.
Yeah, we stacked a couple times. So
yeah, I think I had like, because we actually bought
Mine Train
also that day. So we just like maxed out everything we could with Genie Plus, and then we were stacking them. And so we were really able to just roll from ride to ride, and we were able to do it in a strategic way so that we went around the park and we weren't like pinging back and forth across the park. So it was a great day. Now, the one thing that we didn't do that night, and I don't remember the time that we went back to the resort that night, but the other way that you can minimize your wait times is waiting until an hour before park close. Like if you're wanting to ride Slinky Dog, if you're wanting to ride any of these rides that have long wait times, just wait until an hour before closing.
Yeah.
Because people are either going to be lining up or to get in their spots for fireworks, or they're going to be like, I want to beat that fireworks crowd. And so most people are going to be
Their decisions before.
Right. And so then you can go in like Rise of the Resistance. I don't think it was this trip, but the last trip, I think you guys got on Rise of the Resistance with like 20, 30 minute wait times versus 90, 120 minutes.
Yeah. And early in the mornings, Rise was very long because the line would go out to the Muppets
area.
So, and it was, that was like crazy to see, is like, that's how long that line was.
Yeah. So just get in line an hour before park close and you can do so many things. I think we utilize
that. Can't ride multiple rides, but you could, if you're in line for that ride, you could get in there and have you tried it.
So long as you enter the queue before the official park closing time. So if the park closes at 9 and you get in the line at 8:58, you're guaranteed to ride that ride. Or you're guaranteed to get through the line. If the ride breaks down, they can't do anything for you. But that's kind of the move, is to just wait and people will start trickling out and the lines will go down. Maximize that. Now, a tip that we have that's not going to help like reduce wait times, but if you're wanting to do the early morning like rope drop and knock out a bunch of stuff, because it's really within the first hour that the wait times are really low in the mornings and then the last hour of the day. Our pro tip is the midday break. It's not going to reduce any rides or any lines for you, but it's going to make the second half of the day so much more bearable that you're okay waiting in line.
And I will say, taking that midday break, you're okay standing in line for 2 hours.
Two and a half hours.
Yeah. So, and that's what happened to us. We took our break. We went back to Hollywood Studios. And again, we didn't have any direction.
No.
We had been all morning over at Batu. And where do you guys want to go? Asking the kids. They want to go to Woody Park. Yep. So we're just hanging out. Daughter wants to ride Slinky.
First time.
Are you sure? We're trying to convince her otherwise. Hey, we could go do these other things. No, she wants to do Slinky.
We're like,
it's going to be a long wait.
Yep.
I want to do Slinky. Okay. I'm thinking that they're going to break. I'm thinking our son, our daughter, they're going to 30 minutes in, still nothing. An hour in, nothing. Hour and a half. Okay. So now we're here, right?
We're stuck.
We waited the full 2.5 hours. So it was like, we got that experience. But they waited.
Well, our son waited.
Well, yeah.
Our daughter fell asleep like 30 minutes into the wait, which kind of worked out. But again,
she didn't complain afterward. I think she didn't sleep during that midday break.
Yeah.
So she was, you know, sleeping. She was napped. She's like, all right, I'm going to take this opportunity and nap. You're going to carry me.
And carry her, we did.
But
2.5 hours.
But again, we were rested and we were able to manage through it and rode the ride. And she got to ride Slinky. She liked it, but didn't like it. But
she says she didn't like it. She didn't scream or cry. She tried two big coasters this time. She didn't like freak out on the rides, but she was like, yeah, I didn't like that.
The one thing on that ride and is the big thing I noticed. And this is, I guess this kind of goes into the part that I don't like about spring break. And ooh, it was the spring breakers. And this is going to be the hard part is there was people that I saw blatantly throwing trash on the floor. And it was just kind of, you know, whenever I see like a wrapper, you know, flying around and that's kind of like a free wrapper, I'll go pick it up and, you know, toss it in the trash.
Yeah. But you're a decent person. Yeah,
but seeing people like, not like drop it, like if they're unraveling something and it falls and they're like, oh, they didn't know. It was like they opened it and then threw it on the floor. I was like, seriously? So you can't, I can't like just go over there and, you know, pick it up in front of them. And
then you're that guy.
Yeah, then on that guy. But it was just kind of like, seriously? And then because they're teenagers and it's one of like, I'm conflicted. I don't want to be that old guy, but they would, you know, jump the line. So it was like, okay, they're teenagers, whatever. But it was almost like, oh, my daughter went to the restroom. Okay, you know, if one person, they went to the restroom, that, you know, people are typically nice enough and like, yeah, you could go at your spot. But it would be like 8 people. It reminded me of that scene of like Me, Myself, and Irene where it's like, oh, I'm just going to get one little thing, hon. Oh, yeah, sure, go ahead. Kids, bring the carts. Like 10 different carts of groceries. You're like, oh, seriously? But it was like one person would come and then a whole group of people. You're like, I'm okay with one person getting back to their spot, but 10 people, it's going to push me back. And it happened and it like multiple times. And you could tell that there was breaking points for people.
Oh, yeah.
Because people would see it and you're kind of like, kind of look at it and go back down to your phone or whatever. You know, you're further in the line, you've been waiting, and then someone does it again, and you're kind of like a little bit of a scoff.
Yeah.
Really? You know, another 30 minutes, now the comments come out. Seriously? And then another 30 minutes, and you're like talking to the next group, like, I can't believe that they're doing that. Like, that's like the progression of complaining that I saw.
Yeah. Well, because we were waiting for like an hour and a half and it was literally 8 teenagers. I assume they're teenagers. They're younger than me. They're teenagers.
Yeah.
Went up to like the front of the line and was just like, you guys were not here before.
And again, I think that's for them. It's probably like this moment where like, dude, we're going to just walk to the front type of thing. We're going to see it on TikTok. And like, this is how you get to the front of the line. You just go.
Let's be clear. That is not one of our suggestions. for minimizing wait times.
Yeah. But no, yeah, I saw a lot of that, and it would get very annoying.
Yeah.
Like just because there was the behavior of the guests.
There was.
And it was like, it wasn't one of those, it was one of those things that, you know, I was making comments to you. It was like, that's not a normal, Disney goer. And, you know, that's Six Flags behavior over there.
We're not bringing Six Flags back into this. I think that was another really interesting thing. So those are all of our tips for reducing wait times, but that's the other thing to take into consideration when you're going during these busier times, is that you're typically going to be there with people that don't go to Disney often. This is a really big trip for them, but they don't know how to do Disney. You're going to see people cutting lines. We saw, like, I don't think I've ever seen people cut lines before, except not even cutting, but just like, oh, hey, I had to take my kid to the bathroom type thing. This was like excessive this time. The littering was excessive this time. The standing up on rides and getting them shut down early. We witnessed things like that multiple times over the week. And we were just like, what are people's problems? And then just like the basic, like, you know, flow of traffic, strollers, more strollers than normal parked out in the middle of a major walkway, or like at a bottleneck point, or people walking the wrong direction, or just like pushing past and like shoving. And it was just like, it was abnormal.
Yeah.
And so if you are going at a busy time, just pack your patience.
Yeah. I definitely, you know, have that patience. Because it's one of those things that if you can't handle it, it could progress. And that's one, I didn't notice any of that, like anybody fighting, you know,
but it was just like
arguing with each other. I never noticed any of that. So I think that was like, again, the behavior was not, something favorable,
right?
But at least there wasn't to the point of getting into, you know, arguments or anything like that. So
not I think it was just people just not being like, no situational awareness, where it's like, hey man, there's a bunch of kids here. You can't just like go barreling through a crowd.
Yeah.
It was just like, it was those types of things where it's like, we're a little more slower paced here at Disney. Like we've got kids that are just running around rampant. But the biggest thing, and this is not a tip to reduce wait times, but this is a tip to manage your stress. Just lower expectations. Like I said, we were constantly telling our kids every time we went to the park, like, hey, we're probably not going to ride a lot of rides.
Well, I'm not going to say lower expectations.
That's
I'm going to set your expectations or set
realistic expectations.
Yeah, realistic expectations. Because I think that's the thing, is we went expecting nothing and being able to achieve what we did. There wasn't a sense of we need to do something. So there was no pressure on me or you. Like, we needed to do anything. We were just like, we're there. We're going to have a good time. Eat some snacks. And we did that.
Yeah.
And so we enjoyed it. We didn't have that pressure.
Yeah. And I think that's our big mantra when it comes to going to the parks and making the most of it, is just like, go with the wind, really. Like, we would show up and we'd say, hey, we're probably not going to get to ride a lot of rides, but kids, what do you want to do? What do you want to do next? And then what do you want to do next? And we just kind of went with it. We weren't stuck to a rigid schedule or anything like that. And so there wasn't a plan that could go wrong. So we just did things.
Yeah.
And because we took that approach to it, and we're very fortunate, we get to go to Disney a lot. We've ridden most of the rides at this point. Like, we don't have that FOMO. And that's where the other part of it comes in, right? It's like, if you've never done it before, you want to do all the things.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere. Like, you'll be able to go back eventually.
Pace yourself.
Pace yourself. That's a good one. Pace yourself.
This is how you could enjoy Disney at a busy time.
Maybe we go at Christmas. Who knows? Maybe we test this out again.
As long as the weather was great. I mean, it's good because it was fantastic that entire week.
I think if it had been hotter, we probably would not have had as good of a time as we did.
Well, and again, I think that just becomes to your patience. Like, when there's heat involved, you know, your temperature starts going up
a
lot
faster.
Yeah, you get a lot hot-headed. So yeah. I think that was the thing, is like, it was nice weather. You could sit down and relax and chill out for a little bit. Yeah.
They were perfect. But I think that's a good place to wrap up this episode. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And if you have tips on reducing wait time or maybe managing stress on a Disney trip that we didn't mention here, drop us a comment either on YouTube or over on our Instagram.
And don't forget, it's con season and we're having our biggest after con party, Mos Eisley in San Diego. So go get your tickets at moshisley.com.
Until next time.